Hello guys, I'm Suman Bhokre. Hope you enjoyed my previous tutorials on video editing in Reaper. Today I'm back with an exciting new tutorial that is coloring text and text background using text overlay plugin in Reaper. So let's check out how. Let's open a new project.
No tracks.
So here it is, empty Reaper project. Now let me create a track.
Menu bar insert. Tempo slash top track T. Leaving menus 1, 1.
I'm renaming this track.
Track name blank. Track list 1 titles.
Titles. Let us add the text overlay plugin on this.
FX colon track 1 clear filter 313 list 1 list rewire colon video processor. FX colon track list remove button add button video process param button preset manage combo box overlay colon image overlay went overlay colon text slash time code.
Yeah, now I have added the overlay text overlay plugin on the track. So now Reaper has a new text overlay plugin feature, that is, you can directly edit the text code without actually hitting F6 or going into the plugin interface. Just tap till you
preset manage.
Go to the video editing stuff.
Param button. Video processor editable code area edit.
Yes, it is video processor editor.
Video processor editable code area edit. Type in text.
And now
blank slash slash at param 10 colon.
Using your up and down arrow, you can navigate through the text code.
Slash.
Guys, if you're using NVDA, I'm not sure because I'm using JAWS. Maybe NVDA will also read this text here, or if in case your screen reader is not reading the text here in this area, you can simply copy all the text from here, like Control A and Control C, paste it in the notepad and do the editing part. So now, for an example, I'm entering some text over here.
Number text equals quote quote semi slash number text equals T E X T equals quote quote.
I have entered, this is a test video.
Slash number text equals quote, this is a test video quote semicolon slash slash set the string to.
Right. Now, to add color to the text, all that we need to do is go to the bottom of this code. I'm pressing down arrow.
Font equal input project GFX GFX B equal blank.
I've come all the way to the end.
Blank.
Now, using the up arrow, go to the code which says
GFX underline STR GFX underline set left parent FGC 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 gar right parent semicolon.
That says GFX underscore set. This parameter will change text color.
Left parent FGC.
It says Charlie. FGC. I think this might be foreground color. Here you have three values. If you can check FGC, 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 and FGA.
Got GFX underline set left parent FGC, 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 got right parent semicolon.
Yeah. How this works is basically Reaper uses RGB values to color the text and background. Now we have four editable parameters over here, that is FGC, 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 and FGA. So first three things, like FGCs, are the colors. First one is red, the second one is green, and the third one is blue. Now the fourth one, that says FGA, that is foreground opacity. So now what we have to do is we need to enter the values of red, green, and blue. For instance, if I want to use red color to my text, all that I need to do is I have to enter the value of red, I have to enter the value of green, I have to enter the value of blue, and I have to enter the value of opacity. And the values are ranging between 0 and 1. 1 is the highest, 0 is the lowest. So for instance, if you want to enter anything between 0 and 1, that goes 0.5. So now the first thing is red, right? So I want to add red color to the text, so I should enter 1 over here. So I am deleting the first value, that is by default FGC. I have to clear this.
Left parent F, F, G, C, selected, C, left parent, comma.
Yeah, I have deleted this. Now I'm entering 1 here.
1, comma.
And the next parameter is green. That should be 0.
F, F, G, C, selected.
So I'm deleting it
C.
again. Entering 0 over here.
0, comma, F.
And the third parameter Fox, is blue. Again, I have to delete this default value, FGC.
F, G, C, selected, C.
And I'm entering 0 here.
0, comma.
And the last parameter I have here is
F, G, A.
FGA. So FGA is opacity of foreground text. So I have to delete this and enter 1 over here, because I want the opacity to be full. So I have to enter 1.
G, F, comma, F, F, G, A, selected A.
I have deleted FGA and entered 1 over here.
1, right parent.
Now let's listen to this.
GFX underline set left parent 1, 0, 0, 1 right parent semicolon.
So the GFX underline set values are 1, 0, 0 and 1. So that is 1 is red, green is 0, blue is 0 and opacity is 1. So now, if I save this code, like if I press Ctrl and S and come out of this window by pressing Escape,
list one, list FX route.
What you can see is the text color, whatever you enter, will be in red. So let's say if you want to change the text to green, all that you need to do is, again, you need
one titles, track one titles.
Enter into the plugin window, F,
FX colon track.
Tap till you go to video processor editor.
Edit effect combo pop preset man param button video processor editable code area edit type and text. Blank.
Go all the way down.
Blank. GFX underline.
Now use up arrow till you go to GFX underline set.
GFX underline set left parent 1, 0, 0, 1 right parent semi.
Yeah. Because we wanted the text to be in red, so I have entered 1 in the red value. So now I want to change the text color to green from red. So what I have to do is
left parent 1, 0, 1, left parent 1, comma.
I'm deleting this 1 over here. Now entering 0, because red I want it to be 0.
0, comma.
Now green I want it to be 1.
0.
Because green is second value.
Comma. 0.
I removed 0 and entered 1.
1, comma.
If I save by pressing Ctrl S, the text in the video will be turned into green. So this is about coloring your text. Now, if you want to change the color of the background I'm talking about is the background of the text. So by default, it is in black. So now if I want to change the text background, I need to go to the parameter which says GFX underline set BGC, that is background color. So for that, what I need to do is go all the way down in the code.
GFX blank.
Now use up arrow to look for the code which says GFX underline set BGC.
GFX underline set left parent 0, 1, got greater 0, GFX underline set left parent BGC, got right parent semicolon.
Yeah, that says GFX underline set BGC, BGA. So, same like how we change the values in the foreground, that is text, we need to do the same thing here with the background color. So I want the background to be in blue. For that, we need to change the value of the blue parameter. First, we need to change the red value to 0, because by default, in the code. It is BGC, 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 and BGA. So we need to modify this code to the numeric numbers. So first parameter is red. So I have to change it to 0 because I want the background to be in blue.
Left paren BGC comma BGT E S underline S E T left paren B B G C select C.
I deleted BGC and entered 0.
One.
Now the second parameter after the comma, that is BGC again, that represents green. So I wanted the background to be in blue. So I have to also modify this BGC to 0.
B, comma, B, B, so G, C, select C, 0, comma.
Now the third parameter I have here is BGC again. I need to change this to 1 because I want blue to be activated. I want the background of the text to be in blue. So I have to enter 1 over here.
0, comma, B, B, G, C, select C, 1, comma.
And opacity. So background color opacity, I want it to be the fullest. So I have to again modify BGA to 1.
B, G, A, G, B, B, G selected, B, comma, B, B, G, A, select A, 1, right paren.
Now Control S, that's it. Now your text is in red and the background will be in blue. So guys, to simplify, I'm also enclosing some default code along with this email so that you can straight away copy the code and paste it in the video processor editor so that your workflow will be easy and fast. For now, I have created 7 files in total to use it readily. Those are red text color, blue text color, green text color, and then red background, blue background, and green background. And the last 7th file is default values. Because in case if you mess up anything within the text overlay plugin, you can use that code. Just copy the code from the notepad and paste it in the video processor editable field. You will be good to go. So guys, I hope this tutorial is informative. You can always ask your questions through RWP group. I will be happy to respond. If you like my tutorial, my small request is please do subscribe to my YouTube channel. This is completely optional, but that is the only way how you can encourage my work. You can reach my YouTube channel on www.youtube.com/@sbhokray. I repeat, that is www.youtube.com/@sbhokray. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye.